So just noticing what happens coming back into stillness. Coming back into a seating meditation posture. Coming back into the room together with everybody else who's here today. Traditionally, the contemplation of the 32 parts of the body is used as a way to get some leverage on sexual desire and to get some leverage on the conceit, I am. And yet when we look at the use of the 32 parts of the body as a contemplation of sexual desire, it's very important to note that that is an only relevant contemplation for people for whom sexual desire is activated by visual contact. And when sexual desire or the longing to be intimate with another sexually comes about through the longing for emotional closeness rather than visual contact, contemplation of the 32 parts has no leverage. We can take apart the body till our cows come home. It doesn't make a difference, because that's not where we're wanting. Our wanting is to feel close with another, to feel emotionally connected with another. So for those of us for whom our sexual desire arises with the longing to be emotionally close, we need to adapt the 32 parts of the body meditation and look at the unbeautiful aspects of emotional closeness. The fact that it is not reliable, that it changes. And furthermore, many of us in a postmodern world oscillate between over-identifying with our bodies as who we are, as what we own, and hating our bodies. So this mixture of identification and self-hatred is a rich mix. And so straight up 32 parts of the body contemplation usually ends up in one end of the basket rather than in both ends of the basket. It can reinforce the self-hatred rather than just undermine the identity. So what I have done over the last many years is I mix the 32 parts of the body meditation with loving kindness meditation, so that we get a direct sense of what our bodies are made out of and use it as a basis for contemplating kindness, bringing kindness to ourselves, to see if it can even out some of the conditioning that we're working with. So as sitting here, just take a moment and allow posture to come into balance. Just make sure that the top of the hips are just slightly forward of the sitting bones. Just make a time to adjust your cushion and sit on the edge of the chair. Make sure your feet are flat on the floor if you're on a chair. Make sure there's enough height underneath your hips that your knees are settled. You are stable. You can sit this way for 40 minutes or so. And just take a moment to relax whatever accumulation there's been from walking or moving or shifting. If you were outside, maybe there was bracing against the cold wind. Just bring attention to the hair on the top of your head. You might not feel it, but you can know that it's there. Some of us don't have so much hair on the top of our heads. It's quite amazing that the hair grows by itself. We don't have to make it grow. And then to bring attention to the hair on the whole body. Little hairs, sometimes coarse hairs, all over the whole body. We can bring attention to the nails on our fingers and our toes. And it's quite amazing. They grow all by themselves. We don't have to do anything to make them grow. Bringing attention to our teeth. One of the wonderful things about our teeth is it's the only visible part of our skeleton. And how wonderful it is to have teeth that we can chew. Hard to chew when we don't have teeth. Bringing attention to the skin. It's the largest organ of our body. Because skin is porous and breathes and sensitive, we can bring kindness to our skin. Caring to our skin. And beneath our skin is a layer of subcutaneous fat. And if we didn't have any of that, it would be really hard to live through a winter here in Minnesota. So we can suffuse the subcutaneous fat that surrounds the internal organs and underneath the skin with metta, with kindness, with appreciation. And underneath the subcutaneous fat are muscles. We have big muscles. We have medium-sized muscles. We have small muscles. We have tiny little muscles. So we can let the muscles of our body be suffused with kindness. And appreciation for what they do, what they offer. Muscles all attach to bones via ligaments, tendons. And it would be pretty hard to walk and to sit if we didn't have bones. If we didn't have a skeleton, if we didn't have ribs, if we didn't have a spine, if we didn't have leg bones. And in the middle of the bones is bone marrow, and that's where our blood is made from. And our blood circulates through all our blood vessels and our organs, all the tissues, bringing nourishment of oxygen and carrying away the waste products of metabolism. It moves through the heart, the lungs, liver and spleen. It moves through all of the organs. each one with their own unique function. Part of what happens with the blood becomes urine. Part of what happens to our food when we digest it becomes excrement. And it's wonderful that it does this, because it'd be really uncomfortable if it didn't. If we had no way of eliminating what was not needed from the food that we ate, or what was used up in our blood. We have organs where we perceive: ears, nose, mouth, eyes, touch. And brain and nervous system that receives nerve impulses and signals and processes it all. And we don't have to do anything in order to see or to smell. It's not an act of will that these things happen, that we feel, that we sense, that we perceive. I don't wake up in the morning and give my liver instructions of how much it needs to filter. It knows how to do that all by itself, and aren't I relieved? Or that my bladder knows how to empty. My kidneys know how to filter. So connecting once again with the image of what is evoking for you a feeling of unconditioned love and care and kindness. And I recognize that for some it isn't a person. And that is fine. It can be a sacred place in nature where you just feel completely at home and everything is okay. You are welcome. So bring to mind the image, whatever it is, whether it's human or animal or place. Just brings that sense of care, of kindness, of love, of welcome. Feel that in your heart center. A warmth, a caring, an appreciation, a well-wishing. Letting it spread through the heart as an organ, surrounding the lungs as organs, into the muscles, into the ribs. So that the whole upper part of your torso begins to feel suffused with this quality of loving kindness. Letting it radiate to the liver and the stomach and the spleen and the small intestines. Let it spread into the muscles in the back and around the chest and the diaphragm. Letting this quality of care, of loving kindness, of welcome spread into the lower torso, the large intestine, the reproductive organs, the pelvic floor, the sacrum, the bones, the tissues, the ligaments, the rectum, perineum, and into the legs, bones and muscles, ligaments and tissue. Letting it spread into the arms. Shoulders, elbows, forearms, hands, wrists, fingers. Let it spread to the neck, a thyroid, a throat, the sense organs in the face, mouth, nose, ears, eyes. And to the pituitary gland in the center of the brain. The pituitary and hypothalamus glands. The third eye in the center of the brain. The skull. The scalp. The cerebrospinal fluid. Lymph, a parallel circulatory process next to the blood. Let it suffuse our tears and all our interstitial fluids in our joints. So that the whole body, from the soles of the feet up and down from the crown of the head, is filled with care, with kindness, with respect, with loving, with welcome. Seeing clearly the various different parts that make up a human body. Not to identify, but not to hate. And so when there are times in daily life when we feel all puffed up or super proud or that we're superior, sometimes it's funny when we think, yeah, my liver is better than yours, or I've got the best intestines on the block. Or my undigested food is more elegant than yours is. So when we look at the nature of body, to what it actually is made out of, there's not a lot to get puffed up about or conceited. But it also doesn't mean that we have to crawl under a rock or feel ashamed or frightened. Or embarrassed or humiliated. Because it doesn't work always the way we want it to, or when we want it to. And it hurts sometimes, even when we've done all the things that we know to do to make it not hurt. Or our waterworks aren't always in control, and they just run independent of whether it's socially convenient for them to or not. And this is a body. This is a human body. we can come into right relationship with. We can ask, can I find myself in my body? Can I locate a me or a mine or an I in my body? Where can I be found in my body? Is the body mine? Certainly it doesn't belong to somebody else. But is it mine? Staying with the body, continuing periodically to drop the question in to the field of awareness. Can I locate myself in my body? So seeing the body clearly for what it is, knowing the body intimately for what it is. It's not incompatible with care, with respect, with kindness, with welcome, with metta. Not to become identified or attached. But to come into right relationship. This is a human body. It is like this. And I can bring care and respect, kindness to all of the components of my body. I don't have to live dissociated from my body, in absence of my body, disembodied.